Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Wednesday to you. You know what that means. Yeah, it's church tonight. And boy, do we look forward to our midweek service this evening. Another one of our missionaries with us. This is Walter Stevens. Walter Stevens was a gypsy and converted to Christ. Lord saved his soul, and he was burdened about his people. And he has a own mission board, Romana, missionary to the gypsies. And just been a great man of God through the years, faithful to the Lord. And many, many souls have come to know Christ as their Savior through his ministry. And we're glad to have him reporting in to us tonight. He'll be giving us an update on the ministry and what God has been doing with him and through him. And then he'll preach for us tonight as well. So that's at 6:30 tonight. We get underway. Come on out and hear Brother Stevens. You will be blessed. He's a great preacher. And we look forward to that service tonight, 6:30 here at Bible Baptist Church. And our Spanish services are at 7 on Wednesday night. And of course, we invite you over for those services as well. And so I hope you'll be able to join us for the services tonight at Bible Baptist Church. Then I'll remind you, tomorrow night at 6:30, Thursday night, is our Bridge to Recovery. It's our faith-based addictions program. And my, it's a great, not only addictions program, but a great discipleship tool. And you'll enjoy the principles and how it gets you into God's Word and helps you develop a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so come on out, 6:30 on Thursday night for Bridge to Recovery. Now, I started yesterday talking about the simple life, how complicated life has gotten. And we just don't want to be corrupted, as the Bible says, from the simplicity that's in Christ. And so we've been going through Ephesians 4. Ephesians 5, Ephesians 6, and looking at some practical things of how we live out our spiritual blessings. We did part one yesterday. Hope you can go back and pick up that broadcast. You do it on YouTube or from our website, bbcgrovecity.org, or you can do it from iHeartRadio and the podcast there, and also the Apple podcast, also from the podcast, okay? Now, we said yesterday, accept others simply. That's the first key. The second one was to serve others simply. And that's where we were when our time ran out on us yesterday, serving others simply. And I mentioned at the close of the broadcast, there's a famous oil field called Yates Pool. All right? During the Great Depression, this field was a sheep ranch owned by a man named Yates. Now, Mr. Yates wasn't able to make enough on his ranching operation to pay the principal and the interest on the mortgage. So he's in danger of losing his ranch. With little money for clothes or food, his family had to live on government subsidy. Day after day, as he grazed his sheep over those rolling West Texas hills, he was greatly troubled about how he'd pay the bills. Then a seismographic crew came from an oil company and told him there might be oil on his land. And they asked permission to drill what they called a wildcat well, and he signed a lease contract. Well, at 1,115 feet, they struck a huge oil reserve. The first well came in at 80,000 barrels a day. Many subsequent wells were more than twice that size. In fact, 30 years after the discovery, a government test of one of the wells showed it still had the potential flow of 125,000 barrels of oil a day. And Mr. Yates owned it all. The day he purchased the land, he had received the oil and mineral rights. Yet, he was living on government subsidies. A multi-millionaire living in poverty? Yeah, that's true. How? What was the problem? He didn't know the oil was there, even though he owned it. And if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, the day you received Christ, you were spiritually gifted by God to go to work in ways that would bring glory to him in ways that would help others and in ways that would give you a peace of fulfilling your purpose. Many Christians live in spiritual poverty. Oh, they have the gifts of the Spirit. They have His energizing power, but they're not aware of what they have. I'm not going into all the details of spiritual gifts here. Let's just say everybody has their spiritual gift, at least one, and your responsibility is to discover your gift, develop your gift, and deploy your gifts. It's a deployment of these spiritual gifts that he's speaking of here in Ephesians chapter 4. The body of Christ, the church, grows stronger as each person does his or her work. And how do we know what work we're supposed to do? It's simple. We do what God has gifted us to do. I'm a pastor teacher because that's one of the spiritual gifts God gave me. I don't get any glory for the work that I do because it goes to Him. It's His gift. I'm just deploying it. I'm just using it. Some of you have been given the gift of hospitality, or the gift of giving, or the gift of administration, or the gift of service, or the gift of teaching, or the gift of mercy, or the gift of faith, or the gift of helping, or the gift of encouragement. That's what the Bible's talking about here. The simple plan is not for one person to do all the work in the church, or not even just a handful to do it. God's plan is for every individual member of the body of Christ to have a job to do, a job that corresponds with their spiritual giftedness. When you do the things God's gifted you to do, see, then you don't have to worry about what other people do. You get to experience the peace of mind knowing you're doing what God wants you to do, what God gifted you to do. It's simple, simple. Now, let me help you with two problems when it comes to spiritual gifts. One, you might call gift envy, means you're comparing your gift to others. And in doing that, you might feel tempted to feel jealous of others or feel dissatisfied with what God has given us. Or you might have gift projection. That's what happens when you expect other people to have your gift and do things just like you would do them. But they're not going to do them the same way or with the same passion because they don't have that gift. And all that does is complicate things, that God wanted to be a simple process. Discover, develop, and deploy your spiritual gift. And don't be concerned about other people's gifts. Let's review. The first maxim or the first fact of simple living, accept others simply. Just love people. Second, serve others simply. You don't have to be a great theologian or scholar. You don't have to be rich and famous. Just go to work using the spiritual riches God has given you through the Spirit of God. Thirdly, let me give you a third one. Talk to others simply. Talk to others simply. The end of chapter 4. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Accept others simply, serve others simply, talk to others simply. When Karen Carpenter and her older brother Richard first started singing, one of the critics that covered the band referred to her as Richard's chubby little sister. That comment demoralized her. And from that moment on, every time she looked in the mirror, she said to herself, "I'm Richard's chubby little sister." And she started taking drugs to lose weight. And she became bulimic and anorexic. Those critical words ate at her on the inside. She died of heart failure at age 32. What a tragic example of someone who is conquered by the careless words of another person. The Bible says in Proverbs, the words of a talebearer are as arrows. They pierce to the deepest part of the belly. Oh, there's so many good pieces of advice in Scripture. And they're simple. They're simple. Build others up. Don't be bitter. Don't be angry. Don't be mad. Never shout angrily or say something just to hurt somebody else. One fellow said, "I was sleeping. My wife and I were spending the night with our son in his apartment. It must have been 2 or 3 in the morning. Where this loud thumping and angry voices yelling. Oh, the couple in the next apartment was having a big argument." The Bible says we don't have to live that way. There's a better way to communicate. There's a better way of saying things. Don't say things you regret later. Things that hurt and cut and bruise. Be ye kind one to another, loving one another, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. It's simple. It's not hard. You might think that simple things won't make a difference, but they make a difference. Let me share with you the story of Jack Eckerd, who was the founder of Eckerd Drugstore Chain. They're not in business anymore, I don't think. Now, he was successful at the time because he knew the value of simple things. He spent most of his time, even though he was the founder of the chain, in his stores talking to employees and customers. That's where he learned that simple things make the big difference. He called it the lesson of the red rubber balls. One day he noticed that a display of red rubber balls was completely full. The big red rubber balls were not selling. He asked his top-level management, why was this the case? And of course, they had no idea. Because, usually top-level people rarely understand bottom-level problems. So he went to one of the clerks and asked why did she think they weren't selling? Without hesitation, she explained what should have been obvious. Children are the ones who want the red rubber balls. And the balls are displayed on the top shelf where the children can barely see them, much less get their hands on them. So he ordered the red rubber balls to be moved to the lower shelf, and lo and behold, soon they were sold out. Simple changes made a big difference. Do you need to make any simple changes in your life? Any changes in your conversation? Are you accepting others simply? Are you serving others simply? Will you commit yourself to make the changes towards simplicity? If you're in Christ, you're spiritually rich enough to pull it off. If you're not in Christ, I'd urge you to place your faith and trust in Jesus as your Savior today. Thank God, something else as simple as salvation. Just receive Jesus Christ. Just accept Jesus Christ and what he has done for you in dying for your sins, in coming to earth, living a perfect sinless life, and then going to Calvary, going to the cross, and taking your place. That God committed his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He was buried, he rose again the third day. God accepted his payment for our sin. And if you'll accept his payment on your behalf and place your faith in Christ alone as your Savior, he'll give you the gift of eternal life and you will be saved. The gift of eternal life. You'll do hard things in life, but accepting a gift won't be one of them. Accept God's gift of eternal life that's only through Jesus Christ our Lord. And just begin to live the simple life. The simple life. Accept others simply, serve others simply, and speak to others simply. The simple Christian life. Well, I hope you have a great day. Look forward to seeing some of you in church tonight with Walter Stevens, missionary Walter Stevens, and the rest of us. We'll come back for our broadcast tomorrow. And of course, that'll be Thursday. And I think I'm going to talk tomorrow about taking it one day at a time. All right. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.